God continue to bless you in Jesus' name. I want to share with you briefly, as Holy Spirit permits. The topic today is breakouts. I am not expert when it comes to agriculture, but in the course of this year, or since end of last year, I've been studying extensively about planting, about fruit, about seed, about things that relate to bumper harvest. And one of the things that God revealed to me, which I really wanted to give me your best attention, I pray God will give you understanding. Please, I need your attention. And if you have pen and paper, make sure you write something down. And as the Holy Spirit speaks to you, write it down, because I believe today it will mark a turning point in your life in Jesus' name. I guess you will do a better amen. Today shall mark a turning point in your life in Jesus' name. So I need you to write things down as the Holy Spirit speaks forth. Open your Bible, if you have, to the book of Romans chapter 9, chapter 8. Romans chapter 8, from verse 19 to verse 23. I hope you have your Bible. Can we read it together? Romans chapter 9, from verse 19 to verse 23. Amen. Can we read it together? For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subjected to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it to hope. Because of the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Verse 23. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruit of the Spirit, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. Amen. The whole earth is waiting earnestly for the manifestation of the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Today we want to talk about breaking out of every limitation. But before we go into that, I want to give you the analogy of what it means for a seed to break out from the ground. I'm sure you know, for those of us who have planted, I know my wife is into agriculture, but I know in the time past, I have tried to plant something. And you know, it takes sometimes a season or a time for that seed to be able to break out from the ground. And today, I'm going to give you a simple analogy and look at the Bible scripture, what God says about it. And I'm trusting God, you will break out today in the mighty name of Jesus. Don't forget, this year is our year of fruitful harvest. And so let's talk about the natural thing. Like every seed, we are born with so many possibilities. You can imagine what each one of us possess. Some of us, we carry weight of glory that has not been manifested. We were in UK, but yet things had not yet be what it should be. But I'm praying and I'm trusting God like never before. Your glory will break out this year in the mighty name of Jesus. I want your amen to be louder, because today, more than ever before, my faith can carry any miracle. I can tell you that I'm trusting God that there will be breakout of everything that I've been limiting you today in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. You know, when you see a seed planted, the first thing that will happen for that seed was for it to go to the ground and die. That seed need to die. And when a seed is planted and it dies, what happens is that it will need to begin to come out, what we regard as a sprout, or germinate out. But for a seed to be able to germinate, it must be first rooted. I am no agriculturist, but from my study, it means when I plant a seed, that seed must first have a root before you can see it sprouting out or germinating. It must first die, establish, get a root. When that is not, therefore, that seed will not break out. You know, one thing that you know about seed, there is a barrier called land. The land must stop it first. But once it gets established, rooted, it must be able to break and come out regardless of the solidness of the land. And today, God is going to open your eyes to see how you will break out from every limitation that is set over your life spiritually, physically, emotionally, maritally, and bring forth His glory in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to open your Bible today, because some of us, we have been in that level for a very period, for a long period of time. We have tried so many things, and the more you try, the seems the less you get. Open to book of Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31. Isaiah 37, verse 31. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again root downward. Say to somebody, root downward and bear fruit upward. Now, let's talk like the army of God. It's somebody who expects something from the Lord. You see, like I explained to you, when you plant a seed, it must go downward. And it is expected of every seed to go upward. And so, if I remain in the same space and I remain on ground over a period of time longer than expected in my life, something is wrong with my soul, my spirit, and body. And so if you are in the house and you think you are going deep down and you are not coming up spiritually, coming up financially, coming up mentally, coming up in your business, coming up in your head, coming out in all area of life, something is wrong. Because the Bible said here, everyone that remnant of the Israelite that come back to the house of Judah, they must first again take a root downward. When you take a root downward, it doesn't mean that you are backward. It only means you are establishing yourself. In my local language, when you see two rams, they are fighting, you know. When a ram move back, you know, it's not because that ram or that goat or something, it's running away. It's trying to accumulate the strength, the power to be able to come out. And I pray for you today, and I'm trusting the Holy Spirit, that every situation that appears to people outside you, thinking you are going out, you are going backward, it's because God wants to establish you. Because henceforth from today, you are coming out in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, when the choir was singing today, you know, it was very powerful. And I love it, because I love when the Holy Spirit takes control of things. You know, I have so many things I probably want to do. But during the choir ministration, it took over everything. And until I came here, I know that God was just saying something upon something. And I'm trusting the Holy Spirit that whatever be in your life before today, I think it's particularly for somebody. And I know the person, I won't mention name. Wherever they have been, because I've been praying over this person, where there have been blockage, no matter what the person tried to do, there's always been a blockage. And when this word came, and I said, God, this must be for this person. And I'm not saying this very particular person. It could be you. It could be as many people as possible. That whatever that is blocking your land from releasing your seed, bringing out the blessing, I pray today the Lord will deal with them in the name of Jesus. Love your amen. But I want to say something to you, because if you're not in the spirit, if you're not committed to things in the spirit, you may not see things the way it should be. But I see God in a way that I have not seen for a very long period of time today. Today is so amazing. And so when it is time to pray, you know, just flow. I can give you 100% assurance by the grace of God that the Spirit of the Lord is in the house. And so whatever you want to ask God, even while the sermon is going on, just key into the Spirit. Just continue to ask God. And I'm trusting the Holy Spirit that He will begin to amaze you with testimonies in the mighty name of Jesus. Now this place that we read, it said, the remnant of the Israel, of the house of Judah, shall again take root downward. Take root downward. And then will bear fruit upward. every one of us, we have the capacity to bear fruit. Everyone, not only me, not only you, every one of us, there is potentials in you that it must spring forth. It must bring out the fruit. And so today, whatever that you think you have labored for, think of it as a seed. That seed as a season where it should remain on the earth. After that period, it is a time of germination. You have the sun, which is son of heaven, upon your life. You have the water, which is Holy Spirit, upon your life. You have all that it takes. You have the land, which is the land the Lord had given to you, to bring forth your fruit. And I pray this year, the Lord will make you to be a fruitful soul in all areas of life, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, taking your root downward, open your Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. You need to read this thing. You need to write it down. You need to understand that God is about to do something. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. It said, rooted and built up in aim and established in faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Now look at this word. Look at it very well. And I want you to give me your best attention. It says, rooted and built up in him and established in faith, as you have been taught, abandoning it with thanksgiving. I'm going to use this word to tell you a few things the Holy Spirit will reveal to me. When you say something is rooted and built up, it means that thing is established in something. I don't know how far things in your hand have been unstable. When I say unstable, I'm referring to things that fluctuate. You've done this, you've done this, you've done this, you've done this. None of them is been established. I pray for you today, by the reason of this word, every labor of your life, it shall be established to bring forth the glory of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Some of us, by the grace of God, have been in the country for probably a year, 2, 5, 10. Some of us probably 15, 20. Some of us were even born in the country. But you cannot say that you have been grounded, built up, you have been established in faith. You know why? Because something is not just right in the spiritual realm. But I'm telling you, just believe God for today. Have that unshakable faith that today the Lord himself will establish you, establish the work of your hand, and grounded you in things that pertain to your life in the name of Jesus. So when God said be established, be rooted and build up, you need to be deep in something that relates to what God can multiply in your life. Some of us, we are not yet deep. We are so shallow. You know, when I was young, you know, we do go to some waterline area, and what we look for sometimes to go and catch crabs, you know, and we look for a very shallow one. The crabs that can go deep down, we don't try because we don't know what is inside that hole. We don't want to try that. But the one that is very shallow, can see either the fingers or whatever, they quickly bring it out and probably just take it to go and eat, you know. I was very good in things like that. But the one that goes deep inside, we don't want to try that because you don't know exactly what might be in that hole. You might think it's crap. It could be something different. So we just, or maybe you have to use a shovel or use a stick or something. But when you want to go and get blessed deeply in the Lord and bring forth fruit in 2020, you must be ready to be rooted. And I want to emphasize on the word rooted. What are the things that you need to be rooted on so that when the winds of life came, because it will surely come, it will not affect you because you have built on the foundation of the law. The first thing you need to be rooted so that you can bring forth fruit this year, be rooted in the word of God. I can promise you, none of us will be this year without challenges. It's a promise. Whether you like it or not, challenges of life will come. Situation in your life will make you feel maybe God is not there. But first thing that you need to be rooted so that you can bring forth out is in the word of God. You all know the Bible very well. Who can tell me what is in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8? You know that, don't you? This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt day and so that you can make talk like a Christian. Don't talk like somebody who is a scholar. Talk like a Christian. Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but thou shalt meditate in it day and night, so that you can make your way prosperous and have a good success. Amen. Amen. If you are not deeply rooted in the word of the Lord, do you remember when Jesus was tempted by Satan? If Jesus had no knowledge of the word of God, he would be swayed by the temptation and challenges of life. You want to bring forth the fruit the Lord had for you in 2020? The first thing is that you must be rooted in the word of the Lord. The Bible says, your word have I hid. Where? In my way. Where is your heart? Here. So that I may know what? The power of being rooted in the word of God is what guarantees your success in 2020. Rooted in the word of God. Have any of us had a dream that you are, how can I say offer in English? What's the English for? Incantation of the Bible, okay? Where the enemy against you and then you are responding to them in the word of God and say, it cannot be. The Bible said, no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against me in judgment, you will come in one way. How many of you have done that in the dream? I'm not saying in real life, in the dream. Amen. That is what they call the word rooted. It's not the word that you have to go and look for the Bible. He said they go rooted. When the word of the Lord is rooted in your life, even subconscious, you are still quoting it. Subconscious. I'm not talking about the Christian that will grow and bring forth fruit are the one that is first rooted. I'm not talking about the one that I'll say, let us pray. I say, open to Psalm 22, and you start open and read, and then you pray. It's good to be in church. I'm talking about a Christian that is rooted in the word of God. If you are rooted in the word of God, when the enemy come like a flood, the spirit of the Lord will start raising a standard against him. So you need, on a daily basis, let the word of God be rooted deeply in you. If you make the word of God to be on the surface, when your children come, they will take it off. When your friend come, they will kick it off. When situation come, swerve it. But when it is underneath, that's why the seed that bring forth cannot be on the surface. How many of you know if you put a seed on the surface, birds of the air will come? It will fall on the wrong place. They will not germinate. They need to go first, deep. The root of the word of God bring you opportunity to have the harvest in 2020. And so, the first thing, I love the way we did in Sunday school. We have been practical in Sunday school. Some of us been amazing in Sunday school. But what God is teaching us in Sunday this time, be rooted in the word of the Lord. This word of the Lord shall not depart from your mouth. What other things do you need to be deep rooted in? Rooted in prayer and in thanksgiving. You know, I don't know how many of us know how to appreciate God. Last week, Saturday, the first day of this fasting and prayer, it taught me a big lesson about thanking God. And I want it to be rooted and be what they call addicted to praise. You know, when you say somebody is addicted to praise, I know daddy here, you know, no matter what happens, I've seen him several times, you know, say, let's thank God. I want it to be addicted to prayer and addicted to praise. When I say prayer, the Bible made it clear. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 say, pray without. Just pray. You know, when that man and that woman, that situation slaps on your face, pray about it. When it looks like everything is over, just pray about it. And in the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, I love that. I say, now, when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went home, and in his upper room, with his windows open towards Jerusalem, he knelt down on his knees 3 times that day and prayed and gave thanks before his God, as it was his custom since early days of his life. The Bible says he opened the window, knelt down, and prayed and gave thanks. What was signed? Do you know what was signed? A decree to terminate his relationship with God and to end his life. It means the situation is gone. It's signed. And you know, according to the law of Medes and Persia, that cannot be changed. If it does contrary to that, he's dead. Bible say, contrary to all expectation, he knelt down, pray, and give thanks. Do you want to see God manifesting in your life? See the fruit in 2020? You must be addicted to prayer. How many times do we need to pray in a day? How many times do we need to praise in a day? Thank you, my dears. Thank you. You know, certain religion, they have number of times they pray. You pray certain time. But Bible said, pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks to God. You can give thanks in the morning, in the evening, in the night, when you are sleeping, in the dream. That is what. If you are not addicted to prayer and you are not addicted to praise, situation will easily take you off and you cannot be granted to bring forth the fruit. What God is asking you, what God is teaching you, what God is expecting you, for you to be rooted, to bring forth in 2020, you must be addicted to prayer. Don't pray when it is convenient. Don't praise God when you want to. Let it be part and parcel of your life. You must be, abounding in thanksgiving, like we said. You know how many times you need to thank God? Every time. I love Psalm 95, 1-3. You see, oh, come, let us sing for the joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. You know, when the choir was singing, I didn't look back and I didn't open my eyes most of the time. But I can tell you, if you key into that atmosphere, if you know a number of things that happen during the praise and worship, you don't want to miss it. Praising God, you know. Can you just imagine? I'll just use myself as a case study. If my daughter comes to me in the morning, she kneels down and says, Daddy, you are handsome. You are this. You are that. You are. Even that day, if I don't have anything in mind, I just feel like, this girl deserves something. You know, that is the way man thinks. But how much more God? The Bible said in Psalm 95 that we read, say, shout a joyful to the Lord, rock of us. Let us come in with thanksgiving. Let's make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. You know, some of us, we don't even know how to appreciate God with praises. We sing based on the melodicity of the song. If the choir is not good, and then you are not good in praising God. And if the song is something you are familiar with, you go out. Let me tell you, when you go into in the spirit and worship of God, yokes are broken faster than any prayer. I have learned that in my principle of life. When it's time to praise and I know I'm connected to heaven, I turn everything into speaking in tongue. Because when I'm in the spirit and speaking in tongue, I don't know the arrows I'm shooting. Anywhere, anyhow, and I know I'm eating my target. Because the Bible says, for we do not know how to pray, but Holy Spirit intercede on our behalf with a groaning that could not be uttered. So you send the arrow. When you send the arrow, the Lord is making a miracle, something different coming into your life. No, now say, talking about rooted, grounded in the Lord. And then he said, establish in the faith. I'm talking about Colossians chapter 2, verse 7. Rooted and build up in him and establish in faith, in the faith. How many of us believe God for miracle? Let me tell you. It's not only just for miracle. for your daily needs, for everything. Faith is the rock, is the strength that makes you to build up anything in life. You know, I'm not talking about faith that you say, I believe God. I'm talking about your daily disposition to situation. The Bible say, he that freely, that give us his son, how shall he not freely give us all things that pertains to life and godliness? If God could say, okay, I give you my son to die for you, and you are thinking in your head, God does not think about this because it's only pertaining to me. No, I'm telling you, God is able to go deeper than anything. But first, you have faith. The Bible say in Nazareth, where Jesus was born, you know, so he could not do much amongst them because of lack of faith. If you do not believe God, or you just make it a church is where we go on Sunday, we just pray. You know, when I come to church, one thing, may God forgive me, one thing I was thinking today, I said maybe I should just leave the church for a week or two and also just go somewhere so that I don't need to think about what I need to coordinate. So I just be like ordinary member where I sit down and tap into it, because I believe anytime I come to the presence of God, there's something I want to. I want to change situation, not only in my life, people around me. And I'm trusting God can do that. But first and foremost, you must believe God. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 1. Say, for without faith, it is impossible to please God. Can you imagine you have a spouse and every day, every morning, he or she comes to you and say, I don't even think you're my wife. I don't think you're my husband. Are you sure? Are you sure you're going to prepare a food for me when I come back? Are you sure you're going to pay the rent this month? Are you sure you're going to do this? I don't think that man or that woman wants to stay in that relationship. That is how it is. When you say you're a child of God, your faith is a ticket to your breakthrough. You want to break forth. You know, it's like, I don't know if that happened to you before, but one of my daughters, you know, in those days, in a back garden, you plant something, maybe two seeds and so. The next day, you want to go there. As it starts springing out, you go there in 2 days or 3 days. You know, just leave it there. Trust that God knows what he's doing about your life. God is working behind the scene. That's why they call him a very present help in time of trouble. Now, listen to this thing. When you have that faith that he can do what he says he will do, what will happen? You're springing out of all limitation. See, and bear fruit upward. For me, 2020, and I trust God for your life, this will be a year that 2020, December 31st, when we are doing our Thanksgiving, your testimony will cause people to stand on their feet and bless the name of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes. I'm not asking God for a small miracle, and I'm not asking God for something that is common. I'm asking God for what has never happened to me before. And I don't know about you. He said, I will spring out. I will bring forth. I'm tired of being under. And so what we want to talk about in the next 10 minutes and pray through is now bring out, break out. What are you to break out? Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 1. Every spiritual limitation. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. One spiritual thing that God asked me to ask for this year. Proverbs chapter 20 verse 12. He said, the hearing ear and the seeing eyes comes from the Lord. The Lord gives. If you are a Christian and you cannot see beyond your nose, there is a problem. If you are a child of God, you cannot hear more than what people are saying. There is a problem. The Bible said in this place, said the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. You will be praying today against every spiritual barrier. spiritual barrier. Because when you see God and see situation, you will know things cannot remain the same. I pray for you. Wherever your eyes have been dimmed, today the Lord will open your spiritual eyes to see beyond natural in the name of Jesus. When you have a spiritual understanding of what goes around you, no one can cheat you. No one can substitute what yours for another. It's like you go to a market and you know the worth of a particular goods, and then a trader comes and give you a worthless or undervalued product. You will say to him, "That's not true. When my mother was alive, she was good in trading. She was into P-set product, and so she knows all form of products, you know, P-set and liver product. They have some things in common. And so she's very good. Tell me, Femi, that one is this. This is the amount. This is going to increase in value in the next 2 months. So we're going to keep this one for some time." She was so good. She had what they call insight in trading. But when you have the spiritual understanding, spiritual, I'm not talking about what people say, look, you look tall, you look thin. I'm not talking about, if you're limited to physical, you can only see just your nose. But when your spiritual eyes is open, and which I think many of us, we don't earnestly desire that. I'm telling you, and I know for sure, more than ever before in my life, I know this is the breaking time for us. And so if you can key into the atmosphere, the spiritual realm, where you will be able to see beyond natural, may God give you eyes to see in the mighty name of Jesus. So you have to break the barrier of spiritual blindness, spiritual deafness, spiritual unfruitfulness, that the Lord will open your eyes and you break out in Jesus' name. What other things do you need to walk out on, limit from? Fearfulness. I'm telling you, the Bible says fear what it torments. I shared this with you earlier this year. I said to you, if there's anything that you need to walk away from, it's fear. You have to break the power of fear, that God himself will give you power to break out, to break forth in Jesus' name. Some of you will have done something unimaginable this year or in the year past, but the fear of unknown, what will happen? What about if I lose my job? What about this? What about that? What would people say? Fear of unknown, it cripples, it paralyzes, it makes no room for you to expand. I pray today, every limitation over your life, as you God himself come upon you, will destroy the spirit of fear in Jesus' name. Now, what about the limitation in the spiritual realm? In your family and your generation. Psalm 24. We're going to read from verse 3. Psalm 24. Everything that God himself has not planted that is standing against your life today receives a breakthrough in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm 24, verse 4. Psalm 24, 23. I said, and who shall ascend unto the hill of the Lord? Or who may stand in his holy way? Verse 4 says, he who has a clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to the idol, nor swear deceitfully. Go on, please. He shall receive the blessings of the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Verse 6, this is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Now continue, please. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Verse 9. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, lift up your everlasting door, and the King of glory shall come in. Verse 10. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Amen. I want you to know one thing. every barrier that have been placed upon your life, upon your family, upon your soul, upon your children, upon your spouse, upon what you do, today they are lifting up their heads in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to rise up like army of the Lord. Who is ready to pray? Choir, I need, you know, these chains are broken by Tasha Cubs. You know, choir, I need you to pray that prayer. Choir to lead us, and I want us to pray. Chains are broken. Today, every limitation that is stopping you from accomplishing your purpose, today, the chains are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you are here, you have made effort in the past, and that thing was not successful. I'm telling you, when you leave this place, try it again, because today shall be the end of every chains and every limitation in the mighty name of Jesus. Shall we begin to pray in the Lord and say, Father, Makandada Boyekebo Sekinebo, every shame, O Lord, that is blocking your children, O Lord, every limitation, every mental retardation, O Lord, blocking your children, I declare today, O Lord, walk out that abode, every chains are broken in the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm tired of being laid back, O Lord, because I want to pray for fruit in the name of Jesus.